Yes, it's time for yet another entry on cuckolding. I just can't get enough. It only makes sense that a sexy femdom would go for such a woman-centric fetish. Let's focus on that for a sec. Ultimate physical pleasure and being showered with gifts and compliments while serving as the center of my cuckold's universe? Yes, please. Is envy still present in the grand scheme of things? Well, yes, but cuckold jealousy works a bit differently. If your cucky subby is jealous, do absolutely nothing. That is the whole point. The difference between his feelings and that of a non-cuck is the way those feelings are transferred or converted into a form of humiliation that speaks to arousal. Whether he has a small cock or not, the smaller he feels as a person in that moment, the better. When he's standing there slack-jawed in complete awe of me and my lover's big dick, I love to give my cuckold bitch the eye from across the room. I don't want him to doubt for a moment that I am enjoying the satisfaction that can only come from a big, fat piece of man-meat. It's so much fun to fan the flames of envy within him. I find that the most helpful cuckolds are the ones who actually feel a bit threatened. Since they know they can't please me with their small packages, they find other ways to appeal to my sensibilities. One example would be undressing me for my lover. In extreme cases, or just because I tell him to, he'll get down on his knees and serve as my fluffer. As long as he's doing his cuckold duty, I am happy. And as long as I'm taking that 8.5-inch long, I am very satisfied. This is Empress Alexis of SensualPhoneMistress.com, and I can be reached by calling 800-601-7259.